high school reunion like? Let me do this. Let's go to the phone lines. Thomas from Oak Creek first. Hey, Thomas, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. What's going on?
All this talk about unions and stuff, I think to myself, I wonder why when we talk about them, do we not mention the elephant in the room, the fact that all these sports leagues, that all this money, the players get all this money, the owners get all this money, and they're all union. Like, so, you know, I feel like if we would talk about it in a way that we can relate to real life, like, look, like Tom Brady wouldn't give up his union, you know, Aaron Rodgers wouldn't. So why is it, you know, it's like something for the wealthy now, you know, like it's not, you know, these people who make all these millions of dollars, they get all the protections and, you know, the mechanics and, you know, stuff across the country, you know, we get to just have to fight for ourselves. If you would compare how it works for the players to how it would work for real life people, I feel like more people would, you know, like understand.
Let me ask you, man, are you a tradesman?
I am.
So,
and I've never been union, and I it sucks, you know.
Well, how can here's what I don't understand. How can you be a tradesman and not be a part of a union?
I've never had the opportunity.
What trade are you in?
I've been a mechanic for 20 years. I used to work in the automotive business, and now I am currently a forklift mechanic.
And
there's no options. Like, I've never even had an option. The only time I was in a union was when I was worked at Pick and Save. I believe I was in a union, like, one of my first jobs.
So let me say this to you, man. The fact that, you know, the tradespeople are in unions. All of them are in unions. And it's why they make the amount of money that they make and they have the protections that they have. And the fact that you are a mechanic and not in a mechanics union, that's something that I'm...
Honestly, if that's an option for me, I have no idea how to
you,
even...
So you need to check that out, because what it offers are protections.
Well, yeah, I'm for unions, you know, like that's like the point of my call. It's just, most of us don't have the option. Like I know the dealers, the mechanics, the auto mechanics in Illinois, I believe are unionized across the state, but we don't have that here.
And where do you work?
Where do I work?
Yeah, it's city, state. I mean, city.
New Berlin, Wisconsin.
Oh, New Berlin. I can't believe it doesn't matter that, you know, it's the trade that you are in that is either unionized or not. And I clearly believe that you know, a mechanic is a trade, and that you should be a part of a union. I can't believe that you aren't. But that's the whole purpose.
Back in when I worked on cars, guys would mention to the people, you know, about, you know, the managers and about unionizing, and they would get pushed out of their job for that.
Well, yes, so, because if you do that and you guys are organized, then they have to benefits, you know, vacations, pensions. All of those things all come with being a part of a union and a future.
Right.
But I don't know. I think.
But what I'm saying is I have a friend who's an electrician, and he's in a union, but it's a big part of the company. It's a big part of the culture. Like, that's not the way it is in a lot of industries. From my experience.
Well, you know, I don't understand.
And I don't know. How do I join a union when no one else in my
well, I would say I would say this I would say this to you. The one thing you don't do is start talking about the union, talking about a union in a shop that's non-union, because what will happen is they will fire you. And they don't want you to have
a
union. Yeah, so
that's what I'm saying. So how do the you say join a union, but I don't see that it's never been possible.
So again, it's a big undertaking. It takes some research. I would say the first thing you need to do is research and see if mechanics have a union or not, nationally, locally and nationally. That would be what I would do first. But don't make the mistake that I made when I was a young guy and tried to get rid of the union that we had, and it just about destroyed my family and cost me my job while my family was young. That's not something that people are going to look kindly upon. But that's what I do, man. I do some research and not talk about it anywhere near the shop and find out what your rights are and what your options are. Thank you very much for the call. I wish I could help you more. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You know, I don't know. Connor, my guess, you couldn't reach her?
Yeah, I called a couple times.
Yeah. We'll call her back one more time.
Okay.
You know, that last caller, Thomas from Oak Creek, is a prime example of what needs to happen. We've got to re-educate a group of people all over again in this country about what the benefits of being a part of a union is. You know, had it not been for a union, you know, I receive a pension every month, you know, and I think I retired from the company at 52 years old. And so 16 years ago now is when I retired from the company. And during that 16 years, I receive a pension every month. And I got to tell you, people who are my age and worked in different venues and different places, they're still working because they didn't and don't have a pension. And you people may say, well, Earl, you're still working. If you want to call this work, I mean, this is not work. You know, I mean, on a job where I have to be 8 hours a day, you know, 5 days a week, I quit that 16 years ago, you know, because of the union and the opportunities that it presented to me and others like me. I look at Connor and young guys like him, and they may not have the opportunity that we had. You know, guys retired at 48, 30 years and out. So you worked 30 years and then you were done. If you chose to not ever work again, that's not happening anymore unless you're involved somewhere where there's a union. You know, that's the what really is what and one of the reasons why they did away with that. Because what they did in place of pensions was they brought in the 401ks. And I never will forget when they first brought in 401ks. And for the workers who came in after us, they no longer offered them that. And they kind of destroyed all of that with a two-tier pay scale. And the world changed. And Connor, just put him on. Connor, just put him on. Yeah, you don't need to do any further. Just put him on. Is he on?
He just hung up. Look.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, but all of those things are part of what has changed the trajectory and the dynamic of this country. And now the struggle that people have and continue to have as they attempt to fight a system that is unequal when it comes to opportunities. And I know there are people who say, well, the opportunities are still here. Well, yeah, but there were opportunities before. And even though the people who were able to take advantage of those opportunities with their educations and all those things, there was also a whole dynamic of people who were able to live middle-class lifestyles in this country who didn't have those things. And that's not the case today. It does not exist. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
No one else can make me feel the colors that you...
Hi, everyone. Listen to my show, The Matt McNeil Show, weekday afternoons at 3 p.m. on the Shaw 101. 1 hour every weekday where we'll talk all sorts of things like politics, especially with what's going on this election season, plus a lot of other things, too. Parenting, the arts, religion, music, beer. If it matters to Wisconsin and Minnesota, we'll talk about it. Phone calls are welcome at 952-946-6205. For 1 hour each day, come see the train chimp, The Matt McNeil Show, with the aggressive progressive Matt McNeil, 3 p.m. weekday afternoons right here on the Shaw 101.